He goes, one of God's own prototypes.
Dude, I would never want to spend, like, even 10 minutes inside of your head.
A high-powered mutant of some kind never even considered for mass production.
Like, it's such a shit show.
Too weird to live, too rare to die.
Hey, what is up, guys? It's your boy, Johnny Buck, here on the Johnny Buck Show, doing the podcast slash video thing today. That way you guys can look at my beautiful face. I need a haircut. I'm going to get that taken care of Friday, but we're rock and rolling. So I want to go ahead and talk about passion, purpose, and motivation. Okay, so I read a lot of books. Book right here I got now is Buy Them Build. Really good book. As I'm looking into getting into building my own business, another business. So I read that and I read a lot of stuff online, different articles, blogs, Instagram posts, which recommend me to go somewhere else. And obviously books as well. I'm just wrapping up The Miracle Morning. I'll be finishing that book today. It's got a few more pages left, but what I want to do today is talk about passion and purpose and motivation. So passion and purpose will help drive your motivation. So I was talking to one of my coaches the other day, and we were talking about my new business venture. So I'm looking to get into a plumbing company starting in January or February, so next couple weeks, and working with other coaches and just kind of doing different things. But I was thinking, it's just, you know, how it is. I was wondering, how many MMA gyms could I CEO at one time? Like, I think, you know, not, I couldn't like take three on at once, but I really think I could run three, four MMA gyms at once without a problem. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, all right, cool. And I'm like, I think I could do that. You know, and then I started doing numbers in my head and shit. And, you know, they have to be with this driving range in case of emergencies and for training and shit. And then I'm sitting there, I'm like, I walk in, I'm like, why the fuck are my guys not doing what they're supposed to? So I'm like, fuck this shit. I'm getting to another industry. No, they're doing a good job. But that's the thing. You know, I'm in the very top of this industry. And not just monetarily. I think that there are very few gyms that even come to fucking close to what we do at Rogue Combat Club. We have a first 30-day program, which is being extended now. So we call it F30+. We have an accountability program. We have an onboarding program. We have all kinds of different things to make sure our members are getting the most. I spent $12,000 on a fucking in-body scanning machine, which I haven't even rolled out yet. I just kind of dabbled with it a little bit so we can make sure our members are getting results that they need. You know, I spend a lot of time and money and energy into growing the gym in a way that gives more value than it makes me money a lot of times. And the reason I want to talk about that is this. There's no fucking amount, there's no way on earth, and by no means am I broke or poor, right? There's no way on earth anybody who didn't love and fucking care about their guys as much as I do, and not, I don't mean my guys, like just my staff, which I do care immensely about, almost too much sometimes. There's not an amount of like money that really offsets how much stress there is caring about these guys, having conversations with members who are suicidal or going through a divorce or separation or something. Like, I generally fucking care, you know, and I'll be honest, I don't have a ton of empathy. My empathy is not the strong suit for any fucking means, because with me and how that looks for me personally is, you know, that Brene Brown's got a pretty good thing on it. But my thing is this: if you fucking put yourself down in that hole, if you set the boat you're on fire, you fucking did that. You did that to yourself. I'm not going to get on the boat with you. I'm not going to get down in the hole with you. And fuck, I'm like, hey, man, you made those choices, and choices have consequences. And, you know, it is what it is. But, like, when my empathy comes to people who are victims of circumstance, the child's home, any, you know, orphans, victims of scammers, shit like that. Like, that's a different spot for me. So, you know, my empathy's not super deep, but like being able to talk to these people and guide them and give a general fuck about what they're going through, that's just what our gym does different. And I want to talk about that today, about why I think that you need to go all in on your passion. You have to. That's just how I feel about it. So, quick run through the gym. I started gym in 2013. I was broke as fuck, working full time, fighting in Bellator, fighting in the XFC. Fighting in Bellator, I already done XFC. Coaching my guys, working full time, destroying my own relationship at that time. And I did a lot of that. It was all my own. But every fucking day, with almost to a fucking fault, every day I would leave whatever my job was. I would go to fucking the gym and I would do the best I could at that time. A lot of times it wasn't that good. I'll be honest with you. I was fucking mentally abusing myself. I was exhausted. I just didn't fucking want to be there, but I showed up every single day for my guys, whether it was two people on the mat or fucking 20 people on the mat, which was never 20 people on the mat in the beginning, because I only had fucking 18 members, right? But we did these things, and I do these things, and I continue to do these things because I fucking care so much. I am passionate about coaching, and it's not just on the mats. I mean everything. Anytime I can help somebody improve their life, I'm going to be there. I have a meeting today at 4:30 in Asheville. It's 45 minutes away. I don't fucking need to be there. I don't need to go to Asheville at all today, but I'm going to because I care about these people, and I move things around to make this happen, so it's not a big deal. But that's one of the faults. I don't know if it's fault. That's one of the things that allowed me to be so fucking successful. Because I'll tell you this, there's zero fucking chance if I didn't care as much as I do about the people in my gym, my tribe, tribe's good. You know, fuck you. How about that? Fight me, right? Like our tribe of people are people who are looking to improve themselves, who rely on me and the gym and the things I have built. Like if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't go through this amount of stress for as little ROI as there is financially, right? You know, why the fuck would anybody live this amount of stress for something which paid so little, right? A lot of you guys work jobs that have a huge amount of stress, but the pay is really good. A lot of you guys just stay in shitty fucking jobs with shitty fucking pay because you're afraid to go out on your own. But I really do think that because of my passion of how much I genuinely fucking care, right, about people who are trying to improve themselves. Not poor me. I don't fucking deal with those people, right? But because I care so much about people who are trying to actively improve themselves, that I was willing to go through all this hell. And the reason I'm saying that is not because I want you guys to open an MMA gym. The reason I'm saying this is I want you guys to find something that you are this passionate about. All right, my wife and I, my now wife, girlfriend, them, we live in a house built in 1932 that should have been condemned. Maybe 1,000 square feet. I don't even think it was that much. There's holes. We had a snake in the house one time. In the summer, we had mice in the house. We had a fucking bear in the house one time because that door didn't lock. It should have been filled. I fell down one time. The whole house shook. It was fucking terrifying. So I lived there because that's what it took for me to move the needle. I had to live in a very bad situation with not just my wife, but one of my coaches, one of my members. Like we had four people in a house with a tiny ass kitchen that was smaller than this fucking office and a single bathroom, which one of the worst showers I've ever been in. It's very tiny, right? So we lived there, right? That's a lot of stress. Like, why would I do that if I didn't care so much? Because I could very easily go sell cars, sell insurance, do construction, do any other millions of options to pay me better. But the passion I have for helping people, who I am, understanding who I was, I don't really understand it at the level I know now, but understanding what fucking drives me, what will you walk across fire for? What will you sacrifice for? Understanding that it was helping people, and it's always been that way, even though it wasn't as well defined, right? That's been a fucking thing for me, and that's allowed me to become the top 1% of my business, period, my industry. We have a better onboarding program than anyone I know. We have a better retention program than anybody I know. And we're focused on retention this year. Right? It's a big thing for us. I don't want to lose members. You're going to have to pay a premium though, right? We even talked about how you guys can do that. And we're even fucking setting up a way to do that to scholarship people next year. That's something we're going to do as well. Like, these are all things that we do, but it's my fucking passion that has got me to the top of this, right? And I was reading an article. The reason I was about reading earlier, I was reading an article online the other day where it says you need to go do something that pays your bills until you find something you're passionate about, but don't really worry about the passion. I'm like, go fuck yourself. Why? There's so many people do that because they don't have time to think about what's important. They don't have time to think about it because they're so fucking stressed out about what their boss says. You know, there's so many people who have golden handcuffs right now. They're, oh, you know, I can't leave this job because of this and that and the other thing. I'm like, fuck that, dude. You can take a lot bigger beating than you think. And a lot of it's stuff that you don't even give a shit about. You don't care about your car, right? I have a fucking sweet-ass Bronco. It's probably the sweetest vehicle ever made, all right? It's a new Bronco. The 1977 Bronco is the coolest fucking Bronco ever made because it had power steering and shit. I'm going to get one. But, you know, these fucking things are, hey, tomorrow, get rid of that shit. Get rid of my fucking $1,000-plus a month car payment. That's gone. Carpool with my wife, that thing's $500 a month. We can pay that shit off real quick, or we just take that money and do something else. Like I wouldn't stop doing that, but I enjoy my life because I've worked to get here. So, but if I was miserable with what I did, and I'll be honest, I went through a period where I was really upset with the gym. I didn't like how it was operating. It was my fault. It wasn't anything the gym was doing. I wasn't being the leader I needed to be. I wasn't doing that because I was burnt out, right? But when I have the conversations I have with people about helping people and seeing the fucking progress they make and giving one of my guys Employee of the Year, like, because I sat and thought about who he was, that fucking lit a fire under my ass. Helping people makes me feel good. Helping people, knowing that if I don't show up, I don't deliver, that's fucking brutal to me. And that's what allows me to get up and do shit every fucking day. I slept in today. I didn't want to, but I needed to. This little Whoop strap tells me how much sleep I need to get. It's like, hey, you've underslept 7,000 million hours this year already. So I slept in today. But I got everything that I need to do because I need to make sure I'm doing the things I need to do. So kind of roundabout way of saying all this is, you know, make sure whatever, like if there's something you're passionate about, this is my entrepreneurs and people who want to aspire entrepreneurs. If there's something you're passionate about, if there's something that you would do for free if you had no bills, right, or you had whatever, that's what you need to pursue. Whether it's coaching, art, gymnastics or sports kind of thing, music, whatever it is you're passionate about, you need to go after it. Now, there are some caveats to that, like art and shit. If you suck and you really like it, then you can't do that. Like, just, it is what it is. I'm sorry. Learn something else. But, you know, there's something you can do in that industry that you're passionate about. You could become an art critic. You can, you know, start writing blogs about that shit, writing articles and doing that. You could work in a museum. You could do things that are aligned with what passion you have. I think there's too many people who are in the American nightmare. Go graduate high school, go to college, start your life in debt, have 2.5 kids and a white picket fence and a fucking house. You got to get a BMW because your fucking neighbor has a BMW because that motherfucker cares too much. I think too many people worry about that. I don't care what you think on Instagram. My Bronco's fucking sweet. Well, I got a Jeep. That's cool. I don't give a fuck. Mine's sweet. You could do that. I don't care, man. It makes me fucking happy. I'm passionate about helping people. I 1,000% could be making way more fucking money than I make right now. But that's what allowed me to get up and go through absolute fucking hell for almost a decade to get where I'm at is the passion. My passion will drive my motivation. Whether you want to believe it or not, like that's the truth. I don't know. I was touched. Whatever. But the thing is, whatever it is you guys care about, that's gonna get you significantly further in life than chasing some shit you don't care about. I think that passion, without a doubt, is what's going to allow you to push through the bad fucking times. Find what you're passionate about. Chase that shit. That's the American dream. And we're trying to rebuild the American dream. All right, that's it. I love you guys. Whatever you're passionate about, please pursue that in some way. Take a step towards that today. That's my call to action for you. New year, new me is happening in like fucking 2 weeks. Start today. Get 14 days or a week ahead, two weeks ahead of your friends. All right. I love you. I want to see you guys win. I'll catch you later. Peace.